Design Review Board meeting of Tuesday, June 28th. Could we please have roll call?
Member Carroll?
Here.
Member Hyman?
Here.
Member Schneider?
Here.
Member Shaler?
Present.
Member Sweeney?
Here.
Member Whalen?
Here.
Vice Chair Smith? And Chair Branch?
Here.
Thank you.
All right, I'd like to start with the administrative agenda and the meeting minutes.
I'll move for approval of the minutes for May 24th.
Can we get a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Well done. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
One abstention.
And the planning director report, Mary.
Hi, good afternoon, Chair Branch and members. Happy summer. And with summer upon us, just a reminder that you have one meeting in July and one meeting in August. I may have given you the wrong dates at the last meeting, so just to make sure, July 12th, you will have a meeting, and the second meeting will be canceled. And then August 9th, you will have a meeting, and the second meeting will be canceled. And that's it.
Great. Thank you. Okay, item C, review of agenda and projected agenda.
Okay, so today we have item F2, the at 408 Pacific Oaks Road. The applicant has requested a continuance to your next meeting, July 12th.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, item D, public comment. This time the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to the jurisdiction of the city. Is there anybody in the audience would like to speak? Seeing none, we will move on to item E1 of the sign calendar.
Mr. Chair, the sign subcommittee met today. Item E1, 75 Elwood Station Road. We recommend final approval as submitted.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Item E2.
424 South Patterson Avenue. Essentially, it was the same sign as item E1 on a different site, and we move final approval as submitted.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Excellent. We're flying. Okay. Item F1, Madam Secretary.
Item F1 is the Kriz Residential Edition, located at 6268 Stowe Canyon Road. It's case number 16054 DRB.
I'm taking over this project.
Okay.
The board has reviewed this at your last meeting for conceptual review. You had several comments for the applicant to address. I believe the applicant has addressed them. We'll let you take a look and have her walk you through the items. It is in the minutes under G1 if you wanted to take a look at your comments that you had at your last meeting. Now, if the board is going to give approval to the project today, I do have findings for you. So, Ms. Jill. Actually, I think we have some modified plans here. One more item that was added to from the plans that were uploaded on the website.
Okay, if you want to state your name and walk us through.
My name is Jill Horton, and the changes based on the last meeting, the bay window in the front on the south, you'd mentioned needed something more. I changed the pitch and increased the overhang. And we added full wainscoting, the stone wainscoting around that front section and at the end of the garage.
Would you mind just pointing pointing us through as you're sharing the line items? Thank you.
Mr. Chair, if I could just interrupt.
Yeah.
We could do this first. Declarations.
Oh, right.
Thank you.
Declarations from the board?
No new site visit, no ex parte.
No site visit, no ex parte.
No new site visit since the last time and no ex parte.
No new site visit, no ex parte.
No site visit, no ex parte conversations.
Site visit, no ex parte.
No new site visit, no ex parte. Okay. So.
Okay, the bay window.
Mm-hmm.
Change the roof to that, increase the pitch a little bit from the previous version, mm-hmm. and increase the overhang. And then we extended the stone wainscoting, just wrapped. There's going to be a fence right here, just wrapped to butt up to that fence.
Right here, okay.
And all along here, and then on the front, and you'd mentioned the window in the garage, and my mistake, the window actually was not there. It was on the original set of plans, but the previous owners had filled the wall in. These owners would like to put a window back in, so I've kept it consistent with the two windows, main windows in the bays in the front. And let's see, one of the other, the gable over the entry.
Right here?
We've put a post and gable over it, which was one of the suggestions by the board. And the water heater was another. And I mentioned that to the homeowners, and they've decided they're just going to go tankless and possibly mount it in the garage on the wall.
Okay. Anything else from staff? No? Questions from the board? Anybody? Okay. Comments from the board?
Well, as I look through the minutes and the presentation here, it looks as if pretty much everything that had been asked for has been provided. And once again, I think this has improved the project, so thank you for taking these things into account and showing them to us today.
Anything from you, Dennis?
No.
Okay. Carl?
I'm good.
I'm good as well.
Okay. Would somebody like to make a motion?
I'll move to approve as is, and the findings being made that this project is compatible with the neighborhood, the quality of architectural design resulting from the original square footage will remain consistent with the existing residence. The landscape design, I'm not sure if there was any changes to the landscape design, and there weren't any issues at any point with the project with the existing zoning. So I can make the findings that are required for approval at this point.
Okay, great. Somebody want to second that?
I'll second the motion.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. There you go.
I will abstain since I was absent from the last meeting and I didn't have time to review this project.
All right, great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, item F3, Madam Secretary.
Item FT is the Harvest Hill Ranch, Lot 5, single-family dwelling located at 1040 Cambridge Drive, case number 15-098, DRB.
Could you get bigger plans?
I
Okay. Before I hand it over to the applicant, wanted to just give you guys a little reminder. This was last seen by the board September 8th, 2015. I'm going to pass around some minutes from that conceptual review. And so keep those in mind as the applicant describes the changes on the plans since then. I've got some findings prepared in case we get that far. But before we go there, wanted to turn it over to the applicant to kind of present where we've been since.
So. No new site visit and no ex parte.
Okay, declarations.
No additional site visit nor ex parte.
Same.
Same.
Same for me.
And same for me.
Site visit, no ex parte. Or site visit, no ex parte with the mic on this time.
Proceed.
There you go.
Rich Ridgway with the Harvest Hill Project, and Richard Thorne, my architect, and Martha, my landscape architect, are here to answer questions. So since we saw you last, and the long delay had a lot to do with Richard focusing on some other projects that we had and a big move out of town. He moved down to Moore Park, so yeah, that's not Avila Way anymore. So anyway, we're finally back. The changes that we've done, there aren't any really significant changes other than I spoke with Brian about this. We put in a at-grade patio off of the kitchen and back of the garage, which slightly changed the rear elevation. And so that's something that we can point out where that happened. So that would be an at-grade patio coming out of the kitchen and in back of the garage. And we added that because the views this way are fantastic, and we wanted to be able to sit out here and enjoy that. So what you had seen before, and it probably is on the cover sheet.
Did it change grading any?
Well, when we did the mass grading of the site, we had to prepare a roadway to get around the back of this house. And so we ended up creating a flatter area behind the garage than we thought we would have. And so when we stood out there behind, when we staked out the garage, we said, wow, we have a great flat area back here. Could we do a patio? So I talked with Brian, and he said, yeah, I think you can. Show it to the board. Let's talk about it. And so we'd like to be able to do that. And I think the front elevation on the front cover sheet shows the slope. Is that right, Richard?
That's the before that was actually the foundation wall of the back of the garage.
Right.
And now it's a terrace wall. And then the garage is stepped back. And that deck is at that location.
Kind of perches out.
So the reality is actually would still look like that. It's just a little bit closer.
It's closer. Yes, about 18 feet closer to the back property
Got
line.
It.
And it now has a railing where before it was just a vertical wall. Now it's a vertical, and then it steps back and then goes to the garage. So we kind of think it's an improvement on the elevation a little bit. And then really we're here to talk about details and final building colors and materials, because we haven't changed anything else on the house. And to talk about landscape plan.
Oh, there was one other minor change that we had from the upper deck here, a stairway that
yes.
we eliminated because we put the terrace, because that became their primary outside space, and we didn't need to get the grade from there. The grade actually will work through landscape down to the bottom, the access.
Right. And there's a comment about garage door. I don't remember it.
No, the garage door, I don't know of any offhand. We made no change to it. The location, it moved forward just a tiny bit.
Could we look at that elevation? Maybe they thought it was too plain.
We talked generally about the doors having different styles at one point. I do remember that.
Yeah.
So it would
be the next page.
This one is now, we got the glass in the top section and then the regular raised panel, or flat panels, I should say, with the trim edge.
And this is
a ranch style character.
This lot has an existing, what we call the tractor shed. Brian's been up to see it. It's been there for 50 years, and it has a metal roof on it, but then a portion of it has a corrugated metal that has comes as, looks like stainless steel, but it quickly rusts, and it's a pretty neat look. So we repeated it on the main house. So the existing metal roof on the tractor shed matches what would be the new metal roof on the main house, and then the garage portion has this corrugated, Quartron, is that what it's called?
It's a Quartron steel type look, which gives you that deep rusty color when it ages out.
It's funny, when it comes, it looks like stainless steel. It takes about 3 weeks.
And piece there. The rest of it's the titanium sort of colored.
And so then the garage portion also has the...
Yes, the slump.
The slump stone. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and in this location right here on this whole elevation is the existing tractor shed, and it has a two-car garage as well. And so we're trying to just match the theme of the existing structure.
Got it.
And it's really all vertical...
board and bat?
Board and bat.
And a combination of the stone and the slump block.
And that's a very orangey look, but it's not that orange. It's more rusty in reality.
Yeah, can't really get a good Corten color without a photograph on it.
The first two houses had fascia board, and this one we have just 4x6 tails that are exposed.
Cool. Okay.
One thing my wife asked me to bring up, and I hadn't even relayed this to Richard, I just want some guidance. If we were to want a trellis, a wood trellis, over the back patio, can we just come back and talk about that, and when the time comes, if we make up our mind?
Yeah, that would be just a separate land use permit.
Okay, we're thinking that it could be pretty hot out there. We might want a trellis. Wood.
East?
No, it's actually facing southeast. You look to the ocean, and it'll be pretty hot there, so we may decide to try that.
This is where the original staircase was at one time, if you go back to the original elevation.
But now you've got it.
But now you just come out onto this, because this is the primary space, secondary space, access goes downgrade.
Got it. Got it, okay.
Now, I have 3 sheets to substitute for this set because I realized at the time we gave these to you, these sections showed fascia boards. we went through. So the details and the section sheets hadn't got updated. I've got a set with those updates here that show it the correct way.
With the architectural details showing the
architectural details show the fascia on it as well. So, but this corrects it. These 3
okay.
sheets correct it. So you'll have a record of the correct wage.
Wherever it is, wherever you're...
Yeah, 82, I believe, and 3. As you look here, you see a fascia on the member.
Okay.
The actual corrected one.
And you're using some kind of gutters, I presume, right? Just
yes.
I'll just mount it to the ends of the tails.
So this is the tails.
Scab on, no tails, just the scab on raptor tails.
Got it.
The no fascia, I should say. And then detail-wise, that's basically. So you look up, see the starter board, see the raptor tails.
Yeah. Right.
So
right.
This has been corrected the way the
and
elevations
the
were.
Have. Okay, got it.
Okay.
Okay.
And apparently we had a question about additional plant pallet or more varied plant pallet. No?
That was on a previous lot. So this is the first time you've had a chance to look at our landscape plan. So let's let Martha talk about that.
Is that part of the set?
Yeah, it's stapled to the back.
It's stapled. Okay. All right. I'll trade places with you.
There you go.
Thank you.
Martha DeGasis from Arcadia Studio. So the irrigation system's all drip. We have the gray water provision plumbed into the drawings and the little gray water details. We've gotten come to heel on that aspect. And so not much to say there. We don't have a lawn or anything like that. So the hydro zones, per slope and exposure, et cetera. So as we come down the roadway, the adjacent parcels had we had some olive trees in the front yard. So we've repeated with two olive trees here, and then in addition, we've got some fruit trees about the property. So we have a Valencia orange in this location, and then some other fruit trees down toward the southern part of the property there, fig, avocado, orange, lemon, etc. There's some existing eucalyptus trees that are quite tall, prominent, and healthy on the site. You can see on the south there that little tractor shed that Richard was talking about. And so there's a couple eucs in that location, and we're proposing a little stone wall around to retain grade there. This again is that terrace with the flagstone steps down, and then some retention, stone retention, just boulder bank at the detention basin, which we have a Carex hydroseed proposed for that, and then some additional hydroseeding with this hatch just on the slopes. On the slopes, additionally, we have some ceanothus, some cotoneaster, and some rock rose cistus. We've got a couple of oak trees that are existing and down along that edge there. And then this sort of amorphous shape here is a mixture of hedge plantings that were put in, three or four years ago?
Probably three.
It's podocarpus and ficus nidida hedging. So that's just indicated by that shape there.
And that was based upon previous discussions with the specific neighbors.
Yeah, and they've grown, they're 8-10 feet tall now. They've grown a lot. So that's good.
So along the edge, the southern edge there, just at the edge of the tractor shed, we've got some additional screening with toyon and some ruse. And a little same sort of thing on this property edge to adjacent to the neighbor. So we've got against that tool shed wall, we've got some lion tail sage type plant and some tall rock rose. It's called Cistus blanche. And then some different sages and so on for color. And a star jasmine ground cover under the eucalyptus. And so that's the basic theme is we've got rock rose, sage, lion tail, that kind of thing. We've got some couple of western red buds in the back, and then a little bit of boulder bank retention here. And again, some more of the star jasmine. We've got a little gravel path that winds around the house on the terrace here, top of the bank. And then we have a little just a seeding nook, garden nook of gravel and some boulders and so on along between the house and the tractor shed. In the front, we've got a few bird of paradise, some formium to match the other adjacent properties that we've already done, stepping stone path going through to this stairway, and some sweet pea shrub, just for a little bit of variety in this corner. So basically a fairly colorful palette, drought tolerant, et cetera.
Okay, does the board have any questions?
Just one, have you seen the boulder stack wall along Patterson where they're doing the...
I drive by it every day.
Done really well. I don't know who did it, but it's done really well.
Yeah, they had some
quite
big boulders.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know it's quite what that's going to be.
But. It's the same, but I can't get that size of boulder down there. It'll be something I can roll.
Yeah.
One quick question. Is there any, with the detention basin, is all the stormwater, roof water, patio, is all that just going straight, getting piped right in there?
Yeah, right into it.
So there's no other secondary. It's just getting, there's no way to use that for, I mean, I know you guys have already engineered. I'm not asking you to change it. I'm just wondering if there was any secondary
use of that
infiltration before it actually ends up in the detention. Or it's just getting piped right into that.
It is getting piped right into it. But then I've actually built three of these already at the site, and they're amazing. I mean, it's like digging a swimming pool.
Yeah.
It's 30 feet long, 20 feet wide, full of 3 feet of rock and then mulch and sand. And, I mean, wow.
Yeah.
When the inspectors came out, they said, whoa, that's a big hole. Why so big? I said, well, the engineer said, got to calc that way.
Yeah.
And they build in a bunch of extra capacity in case over the years it would silt in. So,
sure.
So, if you saw it, you'd say, wow, that's overkill. But in the end, it's just a little depression.
Yeah.
And it works pretty well.
You just don't know what's in those 5 feet, but it's the capacity's there. And the thought is it filters before it even recharges.
Okay. Any comments?
I guess since there weren't any questions, then I'll go ahead and start with comments. I have a special appreciation for this architectural style. I think it exemplifies a more rustic Goleta. I think a project like this is appropriate for the remaining kind of infill projects of this size left in Goleta, and that the residences, this residence in particular, is in scale with the site and is compatible with the neighborhood. So I'm supportive of this project as presented.
I'd just reiterate what Bill said about exemplary design for Goleta residential work.
Yeah, I think you've done a good job, and he's done a good job. He's picked a good team. So, I'm very happy and supportive of it.
I don't have much to add. Nice job.
Yeah.
Same.
Thank you. I just wanted to say thanks, especially for the gray water system being included.
Well, thank you. We have three more lots that we're going to be bringing to you. I could bring them all at one time if that would help. I know we've just been coming one at a time to you. If we want to kind of get the last three in one package, we could do that.
Yeah.
No.
Richard. It's not. I don't think it'll help us per se.
Okay.
And to be real honest, I think it's easier for us to do deal with one at a time.
Yeah, it kind of is. Because if anything comes up, then we've got to differentiate between the two, and all of a sudden,
all right.
I think it's a smoother path if you do them one at a time. But
okay.
I mean, it's a great project, and I think you guys have executed it really well in both materials and concept and details and all of it. I think it's really nice.
First house is really close to being done, so you'll have something to actually compare to. Is it like the plans? So
excellent. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
All right, well, can somebody make a motion, please?
Oh, yeah.
I'll go ahead and make a motion for approval. I believe this development will well be compatible with the neighborhood it's creating, with its size, bulk, and scale, and with the neighborhood that surrounds it. I think it will enhance the appearance of the neighborhood using the elements that have been chosen and the landscaping. I think the quality of architectural design is outstanding, as is the landscape design. I think they've done a lot with an interesting site. Appreciate the basin that's been created as well. And for zoning, it meets all applicable zoning requirements, so it's consistent in that regard.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
See you next time.
Thanks a lot.
No. More part.
Yeah, no.
I thought I had all those sheets correct.
Yes, thank you.
No, those cover sheets still.
Okay, with that, we will continue on to item G1, Madam Secretary.
Item G1 is the Maxwell Ground Story Porch and Second Story Deck, located at 6597 Camino Venturoso, case number 16062 DRB.
Declaration?
Site visit, no ex parte.
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 And no site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
And I did not visit the site, and no ex parte. Daryl?
All right. Thanks, Chair. So this is a proposal for two things today. So one is a ground story porch. It's 146 square feet. It's on the east elevation. And that'll be a covered porch. As you can see there, there's also some steps leading up to that porch. So those are roughly about 4 feet into the rear yard setback, which is allowed in our zoning regs for encroachment of landings, et cetera, into rear yard setback. The second item today that the applicant's proposing is a second story deck. And that's probably the main reason we're here today. So 72 square feet with stairways going up to the second story deck. And typically what we do, we ask the DRB members to comment on the aesthetics, the materials, location, but also view shed. And so we have some photos here of the views from the second story deck that the applicant has provided. So that neighborhood, there are existing second stories. So we want to get your opinion on the compatibility with that area. I think with that, I want to introduce you to Don Swan. He's the agent for the applicant, and he can maybe add some more information if needed. Thanks a lot.
Great. Thanks.
Good afternoon. I'm Don Swan. Basically, we started out as an interior remodel, and my clients are long distance, and it grew. So that's all. So he ended up, what they wanted to do was to, again, added that front, that covered porch off the dining room, and then add the deck off the master bedroom upstairs and a stairway down to the rear yard. The house has been completely, studs are showing inside. We've completely removed all the asbestos, et cetera, in the structure. So we see what's there now and want to replace windows and restucco the exterior and bring it up to today's standards, pretty much. I have a little bit more information because I've in the process of missing a meeting that they encouraged me to increase the design and go into some details and showing some of the details of the deck and the porch. So that I can show that to you, so give you an idea.
Okay.
And the lower deck is, this is the covered porch on the first lower level, and the upper deck is above. To the south off the master. There we go. To the south off the master bedroom on the upper floor and the stairway down.
Okay.
And you can go to the elevations. This is the covered porch, the lower up of the dining room, and the upper deck off the master bedroom. Again, we're restucking the entire the exterior with a smooth stucco finish with a little texture in the brown coat, stucking the eaves, redoing the roof, and all new windows. And there's, on the next sheet, there's some details showing some of the details on the beam structure and how we're going to do chamfer the post, kind of hide the metal brackets, etc.
Foundation. Okay.
And I went carried away with the plans and the railing. There's the deck columns.
Okay.
And I have a color board if that would be
okay this time. Okay. Any questions from the board?
I did have one question, not related to the architectural style, but, and I'm not sure if you'd be able to answer this, but the neighbors to the south might be the most affected by having the upstairs outdoor stairway and deck. Has there been any feedback, or has there been an opportunity to approach them and let them know about this?
I believe my client, she was in town last week, and she did contact the neighbors. In fact, her best high school friend lives right behind her, so I know that the neighbor, and I know she contacted the neighbors around her, so she said nothing, no feedback at all, and they all knew about it apparently.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, so because of the posting or listing of it.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, maybe I can just add to that briefly. So,
sure.
Our public notice requirement is noticing to 300 square feet buffer to adjacent property owners. And to date, staff has not received any comments or issues with the proposal.
I notice right now the orange tree that exists back there seems to do a good job shielding the two residences. So it appears there's no new privacy issues associated with this.
Good. And those pictures were taken from the upstairs window that where the deck was, so it gives you an idea of what do you look at.
Yes, I had a question, Mr. Swan, on both the plan. The fireplace appears and in the photograph, but it seems to disappear in the elevation.
It's
what's the fate of it?
It's gone, and a new one with just a gas light.
Right. Yes. So it needs no chimney.
Correct. So right. Just
you're solving two problems, two or three at once.
Correct.
Thank you.
Correct.
Anybody else? Questions?
The only question I had was already answered and asked by Bill in regards to the privacy of the neighbor. So.
I have a question. The post coming off at the new covered porch, is there a reason that's not centered in the door?
The door is kind of centered basically from the inside because of the way the fireplace is, and as we came in the front door, the one window is placed in the center of that entryway. You can see that this window is centered here, and we kept the windows are the equal part of the fireplace on each side, and then had the one sliding glass door. So you have the old plan, and this we changed that to a sliding doors rather than the French doors.
I'm looking at the east elevation.
Right here?
Right.
Oh, it is centered now.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is centered now, yeah. Yeah, that was the old French doors, yeah. Good. It's sliding French doors now.
I brought something that I thought the board might make use of, which was a Google map I found of an aerial of it. So what we're looking at here, you get it right here. This is the property, right? Mm-hmm. And so it shows how the proximity to the other properties. I think to the plus of the project, it seems to be a lot of trees around there, which actually, you know, looking at this, appears to be a fair amount of trees surrounding the property, but it also kind of gives you a sense of how it's going to fit in here. And, you know, I mean, the whole neighborhood's two-story pretty much. I'm saying, so just as a tool for kind of looking at, because this is one of those ones where, you know, you can't really get in the backyard and look where this whole thing's happening. So
and we're not looking right into anybody else. That was a key issue that we had.
Any comments from the board?
I was just going to say, I appreciate the visual tools. It really helps, particularly when we don't have the kind of access that might be a little bit better for the decision-making process. This design is compatible with the neighborhood. I think it takes advantage of some of the better views that there are out towards the northeast without obstructing anybody's privacy. And I think it really will look much nicer on what's rather a plaintive back to the house. I think it will look much more handsome. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate how the design has been extended from the street side all the way around to the backside, which is revealed in these existing photos, where now we have a completely rendered house, which is one of the things that the goals of the design review committee.
Carl?
Yeah, architecturally, I think it was nice. The one concern I had was the deck, but apparently, we haven't received any letters from the neighbors, and at least according to your testimony, she contacted the neighbors in the back. So, I'm good with it. And the reality is, it is pretty much a two-story neighborhood. So I don't. Normally, we have concern about privacy, but I think it's right. Probably not really an issue in this case. So I'm supportive of it.
I concur. The deck is a good, probably 25 feet to the deck from the property line. So that's a substantial distance.
Yeah, right.
This is maybe just my personal opinion. I think the design might be a little stronger without the staircase off the deck. But it's in the backyard, so I'm okay with it.
Yes.
Overall, good job.
No comment? Yeah, I just wanted to state again what's already been said, that we didn't hear anything from the neighbors, and that was the chief concern I had from that deck.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. Having been on this board for quite some time, second floor decks can often be contentious, and this one's well placed, and it's small. It's not huge. I think it's appropriate to the size of the house, and I think your integration of the architectural details work well within it. So,
thank you.
I think it's good. What are we agendized for?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, this is conceptual review.
That's
so
what I thought. Okay.
We do need the applicant to come back, and we do have room on the July 12th meeting if you would like to come back at that time.
I have city council that day, unfortunately. All right, Santa Barbara City Council.
Yeah.
I still have to get engineering done, so what is the next meeting?
That would be August 9th.
Okay. All right. Then I could come back for final? Is that possible?
To continue to August 9th.
All right.
Okay.
So I'm going to make a motion to continue that.
Make a motion to continue August 9th per request.
Okay. Good.
Second.
Perfect. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Excellent. We'll see you August 9th.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
For your August 9th meeting, you'll...
Done.
For your August 9th meeting, make sure you address lighting.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Got it.
Okay. Item G2, Madam Secretary.
Item G2 is commercial addition and facade improvements at 115 Robin Hill Road, case number 16-081 DRB.
I have an additional reduced set. Might be easier.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, why don't you pop that up
there you go.
Here? They can zoom in on this.
Yeah, site plan. Well, you're going to want larger.
So,
hang on one sec, Brian. Can I get declarations?
Yeah.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Same.
Site visit, no ex parte.
No site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
All right, thanks. So this is just a conceptual review at this point. The concept right now involves a small commercial addition to an existing building. I think the big changes really are the facade change. So the applicant was here to try and get some comments from the board to kind of guide his direction as they consider submitting a full application for development. So the addition would be 7,906 feet as concept right now. That would include basically an addition toward the front of the building and an entryway. This building is set back quite a ways. Mary, if you could zoom out. Set back quite a ways from Robin Hill. I mean, it's a good, couple hundred feet at least from Robin Hill. So yeah. It's really actually kind of tough to see the building as it is right now if you're driving along. But nonetheless, they wanted to make these improvements and see what you guys think about it. So with that, I can toss it over to the project architect unless there's questions for me.
Carl?
I have one.
Yeah.
Because we're in this new concept review, how can I say this? Does this need any kind of discretionary decision, or is it strictly coming before us, and therefore do we get one shot at concept? Can we have multiple shots at concept?
Well, I'll address the first part of your question, then maybe let Mary chime in on the second part. But it's likely that the permit path for this one would be a development plan amendment. So while discretionary, it's the director level.
Okay.
Approval. So. But we would kind of make that decision once the concept becomes a little bit more real and that they're preparing an actual development application. We'd decide, you know, what project or permit path it would be at right. that point.
Okay.
But as far as conceptual review, I think.
As far as conceptual review, we have, since this last year, experienced that there are some cases that would benefit the applicant to come back if their comments are substantial. Before decision making for the development plan amendment in this case. So we'll kind of see how it goes today.
Okay. So if you want to switch back to the elevation drawings there, that's probably where most of the comments are going to be from. So I'll hand it over to the project architect.
So basically what we're doing is...
And Mark, if you could introduce yourself too. Thanks.
My name is Mark Mansfield. I pushed the button.
Yeah, it's on. Yeah.
Mark Mansfield. I'm the designer on the project. And this is Don Roberts, who's the contractor. One of the fellows that runs the shop over there. So what we have is an existing industrial building that used to belong to Raytheon, and it's been purchased by our client, who is moving in various different entities of his empire into this building. And he wanted to do something with the face, the front face of this building that you see from Robin Hill, that I'm not sure if you've spent enough time to study the elevations, the renderings, but there's only three faces of the building that are being affected by this proposal, because of the backside and some of the sides are unnecessary because you don't see them, and again, it's an industrial building. So so basically what we did was we tried to, in the design process here, we tried to, you know, stick with what's already there and not add a tremendous amount of square footage, new square footage. Yet we are adding some square footage for additional office space, which is, I believe roughly about 6,000 square feet or so, if I recall. Anyway, so what we're doing is we're basically giving it a pretty nice facelift, with a Spanish style, of course. Our client likes glass, so we've incorporated glass. And what you're seeing there is the additional square footage of office space.
I see.
If you look at the photos in the back of the package there, you'll see what the existing building looks like. Various different angles of the front face of the existing building. I'm not sure if you all have these photos or not, but you can see what's there today. It's not very attractive, of course.
Right.
There is a deck area, break area for when Raytheon was resident there. It's quite dilapidated today, and we're going to use that same break area, outside break area, and make it more appropriate and nicer looking, as you can see in the rendering, some of the renderings there. Our theory, our client, when I first met him, he said, "Mark, get in the car, I want to show you something." And he drove me up the Hollister and showed me this building here, which is right behind us.
Yep.
He says, "I like that." He says, "I want my building to look like that." If you go to all of the back there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I said, "Okay." I said, "We could do something similar to that, but, you know, obviously we don't want to plagiarize it, but, you know." So a lot of the idea came from that building. And I've always thought it's a quite attractive building. So he liked that look. So that was the driving force behind this design. We're adding additional office square footage above, as you see here. There's going to be an office, a conference room, another office, and a reception area. And then behind there, behind those office spaces up above, there'll be an outdoor deck area, kind of enclosed and private. You can see those in the renderings as well. The majority of the exterior glass that are operable are 8 foot tall. The tower element there has a clock, obviously, in the center, and that's glass. And if you look at that front elevation, you'll be able to see that inside there's a catwalk that goes between one office to the conference room. So here's an office, and then the conference room's flipped on the other side. And there's a catwalk that connects those two, and as you go across that catwalk, you look right out through that clock And there's an example in the very back of this sheet here. This was the idea. This was maybe not as elaborate as that clock, but something to that effect, which I think would be very attractive. And it'll be lit.
Floor plan of that catwalk area?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want to look at A2.4. There's the, where are we looking at here? Oh, right here. Right here.
So that's open.
That's open to below.
Across here, and that's the clock.
Yeah, the clock would be above the, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we've got exterior staircase that leads up from the, if you flip the page to page A2.1. You'll see the open terrace area. And then if you go back to A2.4, you'll see that exterior staircase is right. This is where the terrace would be. And you'll see those in the elevations and the
So the stairs over here?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Got it.
So exterior stairs lead up. And then you've got a trellis and an open deck in the back, which is if you go to 2.4 here. Now this is all existing
roof
line. And you can see that clearly in one of my renderings here. Several views. Here's a good one. This is the, you want to slide that in there? And you can see there's our tower. Here's our tower. Here's our exterior staircase there. This is our open terrace with a nice trellis and a water feature and nice tile and, you know, planters and plenty of greenery. And then you come up the staircase here. The entrance to the offices above would be right back in here. And then there's, if you look at the A2.4 again, you'll see that the reception area is in the back there. It's a good feel to it. Came out nicely feeling. So you come up the staircase here, and here's your entrance into the reception area. And then you've got a hallway that goes down to that, what I call a catwalk here. And you take a right, you go into the big office here, you take a left, you go into a conference room, and then you've got another office here, elevator. And this is open to below. And if you look at that front elevation again, and actually there's closer, let me get you a closer view. Which would be right
this guy.
There you go, right there. So there you can see the catwalk, it's sort of a little balcony there. So it's very attractive. Certainly a better idea than what's there today. And quite frankly, I think it's going to really pretty up that area down there. Because as you know, it's quite industrial.
Yeah.
This perhaps could be a start to the neighbors wanting to rethink their approach on whatever they decide to do down the road. There's a new hotel going in down there at the corner.
Right.
Now, I'm not sure what the architecture is on that hotel. I hope it's Spanish.
It's similar to this.
Good.
It is.
Fantastic. Well, that's good. We were wondering about that. We don't want to clash. So that was that's our proposal. I'll be happy to attempt to answer any questions that any of you may have. This is a good view that shows you. Let's see, that's in there a little bit, maybe 10, 12 pages back. There you go. Well, is that it? Yeah, that's close enough. That was a good one there. Okay. So you can see the whole scope of the project in that rendering right there.
So this is your existing building?
Correct.
Well, it's actually back a little bit because you're adding...
Yeah, you can see the...
This, right?
Yeah, correct.
It's in line with that and comes up to about here.
Correct, mm-hmm. Yeah.
The right side, there's no addition on the right side?
No, this side here.
That's all existing.
Oh, this guy's existing.
Yeah,
here?
That's all existing.
All right.
And there's a little bit of a pop-up.
Gotcha.
No, that's right. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. Dock has already popped out that much.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I didn't develop the back area because it's not going to be
touched.
You'll notice that these, for lack of better words, wing walls here, there's one here and there's one over here.
Mm-hmm.
There to hide what's going on further back.
Got it. Okay.
So that we don't have to continue the... This side here is up tight against Raytheon, and they've got a big fence there, and there's a photo you can see that shows what's going on that way. So there, I didn't feel there was a need to really get too crazy with designing something down there.
Yeah, that's that one.
And I believe what we would do is once we determine what we want to do landscaping-wise, we'll probably fill that in, make it look nice.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that there's no... The whole point is to make it look pretty. And it's set back quite a ways, as you know.
Right.
And I have a few renderings that I kind of backed it up so you could see these renderings. If you go to the renderings in the back, I'm sorry, just the renderings itself, there's probably about 20 renderings or so. Yeah, you'll see a couple of those. That's the existing parking lot that we're not proposing to disturb other than to clean it up. There's some large eucalyptus trees there today, which will not be disturbed. So this is a good example. This rendering here, that kind of gives you an idea, if you're on Robin Hill, what the distance would be.
Yeah.
So it's back there.
Okay.
And then if you look at the site plan, you'll notice site plan is A1.0. You'll clearly see the scope of the work that's in shading here, is in the shading area. That's the new addition, new additional square footage. This building here, if you can notice that, that's an existing building that there's photos of, you can see, and it's basically a standalone unit. And what we're going to do is we're going to enclose that and, you know, make it all nice and uniform and neat and clean, as you see in the renderings. There's a photo that shows that it just stands alone. I don't recall what they were using that for, but
we couldn't get in there. It was Raytheon. It was DOD. It was locked down in
some sort of a
LN2. Couldn't get in there.
Is that not your property? Is that
what? No, that's all us. That's all him. This whole deal right here.
No, not where the test lake is.
No.
But this
all
is
all this.
Yeah, there used to be a building there, and then they ended up taking that, breaking that down. I guess it sagged. And they demoed that, so there used to be a building in front as well. So now it's literally a football field of grass.
Here's that building. That's right.
That's the Raytheon one.
There.
Yeah, H4 building, it was known as.
So it's a standalone building. There's a walkway in between. So this building's just on its own. So we're gonna add additional
square
footage. Yep, that's it. We're gonna add additional square footage this way. And then we're going to enclose it all the way around.
Connect it, basically.
Tie it all in, yeah.
Basically absorbing that into this structure.
Correct.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's what we have. Now, we have an entry gate here that will, you know, once we get to that stage, we'll design something very appropriate, fancy, nice, you know, Spanish sort of entry gate. As far as the existing fence line here, if I recall, that's not landscaped. It's just a fence. Very industrial looking.
Yeah, chain link or something.
Yeah, and I think we can do something with that to make it look prettier, you know.
That's actually, Raytheon maintains it, though. It's they took their easement, and they pull it all the way back on their property, and they went up 10 feet because our properties are higher. So the DOD made them. So they're actually, our property line's actually, I think, 15 feet from their fence.
Yeah, that's this side here.
Inside the fence?
So they took where the property line is, and they went back on their own property, 15 feet, and then brought it up to a 10-foot chain link fence with barbed wire. So that they could secure their DOD protected entity, and so we can do some stuff, you know, work with them. But that's their property. At one point,
is that in the front?
It's on the side. It's right between the legs.
But the chain link fence in front, you have control.
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah, the one on Robin Hill.
Yeah, okay. The whole property when it was purchased has chain link fence with barbed wire as part of the Raytheon.
That's friendly.
Yeah.
Well, we tried to get. We wanted to use this for swimming, but they said no. To that too.
We still let them come over. There's a nice track, and they have horseshoe pits and stuff, and they still walk.
Yeah,
over.
They still come over and monkey nice around property. In that grassy right. area. So that's the idea.
Okay. All right. Questions from the board? Who wants to start? Carl.
Do you know when the building was built?
Early 70s, I believe.
Okay. And
it had been retrofitted in 94, I think. I have all the the lineage.
And then I'm assuming, or I don't know, maybe have you guys checked parking? Do you have enough I presume you have enough parking. You certainly have enough landscape to do it if you don't mm-hmm. make it. But
being conceptual at this point, we haven't done any kind of analysis
on that yet. Yeah.
There's a lot of asphalt, though. Okay. There's been talk that we can do another 30,000 square foot building in the corner when we had purchased the property.
Oh, in this area here.
Right.
So there's definitely.
And what about soils? Have you guys sensed the building in front?
Yeah, they're asking for soils. The engineer wants all new soils for even our little bit.
Okay.
Dennis?
Any thoughts about including photovoltaics on that massive roof and how you might screen those?
Yeah. The owner, very interested in that. He wants to pursue that. So we'll probably get into deep talks about that. He's very much green friendly. We just did his house.
And just for the record, could you state your name?
I'm Don Roberts, general contractor. Yes.
Got it.
Thanks.
I thought I introduced you.
Maybe, but it's okay.
So. You did, but you introduced, well, maybe I shouldn't say. You did introduce him as contractor, but our notes say he's the property owner.
He's not.
Owner's agent, yeah.
Owner's agent, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the owner would have been here, but he's out of town right now. So apologies if that was.
All right.
Well, that's because.
I'd like to be the owner.
No. That, per our instructions, we were told,
more questions from anybody?
My question was about the grass. Do you plan on doing anything? I mean, is that going to be offered for the local youth sports teams? Because that is gigantic. And
well, it all depends.
I mean, it's a lot of
final today.
It's a lot of water, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
For not much purpose, it doesn't seem.
Yeah. He's offered it up right now. Raytheon's doing their Veterans Day holiday stuff there, so he's allowed them to do some stuff. But right now, I think until we get everything settled, he doesn't want a bunch of people on the property for security reasons. So, I think he wants to keep it beautiful.
And so the plan is to keep it?
Keep it.
Just to dovetail on that, from a staff standpoint, it remains to be seen what requirements from staff, both from planning and public works, would be required for that, if anything. It all comes down to nexus, you know, how much we can attach to what they're proposing, you know. But it is a relatively small addition compared to the size of the building, so, you know, we would have to kind of weigh that against what we asked for in the end. So, but right now, again, we're conceptual, so more questions than answers at this point.
Got it.
Oh, and one other question. Have you
sure.
looked at gray water reclaimed if the Hollister line comes down that far?
That's a good question.
No, but I've been talking to Goleta Water and the sanitary district, and they've been out. There's test wells on the property now, so they're monitored heavily because of the uses from Raytheon. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much under a microscope. Everybody's all over it. So I'm going to assume everything's going to continue, you know, being monitored and checked. We're not adding the use that we're using it for right now is you know, slim compared to what they were using it for. They had, I think, 150 employees in that building.
Yeah, it was a beehive of activity.
Yeah, for a DOD project, you'd expect it. Yeah. I guess what I'm getting at is, again, with that grass in mind, what are we going to water it with in the future? And just something to think about sustainability-wise.
Right.
What, you know, while there's a shovel going in the dirt, right, Now's the time to do it, if any.
Yeah, I think
that's... Mr. Chair, so yeah, Just to be clear, that there is no formal application yet, and they're here before you today to get conceptual comments to guide them moving forward.
Okay. Yeah.
So no hard questions.
Did you have questions, Bill? Okay, so let's dovetail in comments. Go ahead.
I'm conflicted by this project, and so maybe that will be reflected in my comments. It's a really interesting site, a combination of a really great setback, huge grassy area, and then this significant guard tower and chain link fence and barbed wire. It'd be nice to have at some point, and I guess maybe you'll get there, as a master plan for the site that will incorporate the value of the setback and maybe minimize the security to only what is essential for what you're doing there. I really appreciate the fact that the business, that the owner of the property is doing a facelift. That's a wonderful example. It's incredibly attractive. Obviously, a lot of effort and time has gone in to this style. It is very handsome. Saying that, for me, I don't feel that this is the optimal style for Goleta, the Spanish style. I prefer something, and this is personal, that honors and reflects Goleta's technological corridor and history along Hollister, something such as international style. I just want to point that the City of Santa Barbara's Architectural Review Board just recently, last week, looked at a project, 43,000 square foot dealerships on David Love and Hollister. And they rejected the original submission of it being Spanish style, looking more at something that would be 21st century technological corridor. For me, the Circon curvature building is incredibly ornate and handsome, but to me, it's an architectural anomaly in Goleta. I appreciate the fact that you're keeping the skyline trees. I think those really add a lot to that. And also the fact that you would be considering bringing photovoltaics into the project. I think that's another great benefit. So for me, it's more just the architectural style more than anything else, which is just a personal thing that I'm bringing up because of my feelings for the Hollister corridor, the aerospace industry, the airport, other buildings that I think are more reflective of that maybe this could be as well. It is so far set back that very few people will ever have an opportunity to even see this, unfortunately, however it turns out.
Dennis?
Bill raises some interesting points about the City of Santa Barbara's design direction for the area, and I will make note of that. To me, the imagery is more of a North African central market. That's not to disparage it at all. I rather like it. I even like the large blank wall to the south. I think there's no shame in having a very large expansive wall once it's articulated very well. Again, to reiterate what Bill was talking about, I would hope that your site design and master plan reflect the quality of the building, and that is right now, as you had mentioned, the chain link fence with the razor wire out on Robin Hill Road. Even the gate, if you're going to have a gatehouse, could even be in design with the character. The short story is that's all of a set piece in your master plan.
Thank you. Carl?
The style is the big thing to me. I'm kind of lean the same way Bill does. Just when I drove Robin Hill, most, or if not all, the other buildings are all kind of 1950s, 1960s contemporary or whatever. So I was a little like, wow, do we really want to put this back here? But on the other hand, you've done a really good job. And it's pushed so far back, I'm not sure it's a big deal. So I'm not sure where I'm going to come down on that eventually, but just relative to the style you've got, I would agree. I think that you've done a nice job there so far, and I would like to see. The one thing we didn't get in our packets were any kind of floor plans or site plan to look at for whatever
reason. We have all that.
Well, I know you do, but we didn't.
Oh, you're talking anyway. About, I'm sorry.
Anyway.
Well, you should, yeah.
So, which well, made it a little here. Difficult for me, but I know he does. but, yeah, so, I guess I'm not sure where we're going to go with this in the end, but obviously the style you've chosen, you've done a really good job on, so.
Aaron?
Yeah. I thought it was funny that you mentioned this building right off the bat, because that's before you said it, that's what I thought of, this building back here. Obviously, the big question is style. I think I could make arguments both ways, whether it is compatible or not with the neighborhood. We definitely have some examples of this type of architecture in Goleta. And there's more examples of the 50s, 60s clean commercial buildings.
And the hotel on the corner is going to be Spanish.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah.
Was that Santa Barbara or was that you guys?
That was us.
Was it? Mm-hmm. What were you thinking, fellas? Well, they you weren't there, right? We had one. No.
I think the style can work if the client really wants to do a project like this, and it's a huge property and it's set back so far. I think the master plan of the entire site as a whole to tie in this building with the street is important. Mm-hmm. The landscaping is going to be important. The details, obviously, are important. So I guess that's where I'm at.
As a standalone, there's no question about massive improvement. And I really appreciate the level of detail that's gone into it. I don't really have a conflict with the style, but I know you're getting different opinions, and where you go with that is we don't want to leave you confused. I don't quite know what to say besides I feel it's such an improvement that I would actually encourage you to keep going along the direction, though I also respect the opinions of my colleagues. I don't have a really strong opinion. I think that if you were to change the style to make it more compatible to what you've seen, what you've heard, you could have an equally as beautiful design. It just would be different. So I don't really know what to tell you about that direction. Personally, I feel I would encourage you to go in the direction that you're going, especially considering that we have a hotel that's going to be in the same style. So.
Well, this obviously is a massive improvement. That goes without saying. I drove over there today and was ready to meet a armed guard at the gate. The barbed wire, the double angle barbed wire besides. So, this would be a big improvement. I'm with Greg. I think that I see Bill's point about the style, but especially with the hotel on the corner and just the scale of the improvement, this is going to be a quite handsome structure versus something that's closer to a blight now. So I would, we want to leave you with a clear direction, and I would vote for you just got something that it's well done, like you said. So I wouldn't want to detract from it. Yeah, I think the improvement outweighs the critiques we could bring, that it's not wholly, it's more in line with Santa Barbara probably than Goleta, but the improvement is pretty massive. So,
Carl?
I just want to add one more thing. When you're doing your overall site plan, I think it's going to be important to add some shade trees out in the parking lot rather than just assume that you're going to be able to leave whatever there. And I don't think we're talking, and I know that's what you've got in the render, but at one point you said you're just going to go with what's there, but maybe that was in terms of parking lot layout.
Are you talking about the eucalyptus, those existing eucalyptus trees there? Let's see, I think I
have. Are there any finger planters in the parking lot?
Let me show you. I've got some photos. Yeah, here we go. So you've got the big grassy area, and then you can see the parking lot, and then the...
I mean, I'm just saying that, I mean, we don't need to resolve. I mean, if you got some fine, I think that's one of the things we're going to want to see when you come back in.
Mm-hmm.
So
smaller scale trees.
Yeah. You know,
more local to the parking area.
What we wanted to do is come in here and see what you thought about it. And, you know, if it's a winner, then we'll pursue it, and then we'll also develop the entry gate real pleasant, and we'll develop a landscape plan that's going to be appropriate. That's the next step.
Right. Okay. I'm going to chime in real quick. I think you've executed this really well, and I think Dennis's point about it kind of having a North African feel is spot on. It kind of harkens back to the old airport, section of the airport that was here.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much the new section that they did, but... I'm okay with that. I mean, that kind of, you know, what Bill said notwithstanding, it sort of felt like it was sort of near the airport to me when I saw that design. So, you know, while that design, that style, you know, isn't really prevalent out here, I think there are instances where it works, and I think this is certainly an argument for that. So I don't have a problem with the style. It's like everybody said, it's a huge improvement to what's there. So you know, I would encourage you to explore and develop it further. Those are my comments. So at this point,
so since we don't have a formal application, we'll just take it off calendar, and when they're ready, they'll come back.
Any motion needed for that? Or
no motion needed.
Or we just say thanks a lot? And
Thank you for your comments.
Okay.
Okay, question as far as that's concerned. What can we do? I suppose I should.
Yeah. You guys can talk about
what
it.
What can we do?
It will entail you paying
entail
them lots of money.
Yeah,
I can guarantee
well,
that.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you for your comments.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah.
Now,
nice work.
Oh, thanks.
Real quick, Mary, question that actually Dennis just brought up.
Yeah, Mary, would it be possible for staff to provide the members of the committee with the design guidelines from the city of Santa Barbara for the adjacent area so we might think more comprehensively, as Member Sheeler has spoken about?
Sure.
Thank you.
We can do that.
Thanks, folks. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
May I take this back with me?
Yep.
Unless you guys need it.
Oh. Let me do this.
Thank you. Do you want to chat before we take off, or you want
to? All right. Item G3. Secretary.
Item G3 is McCallion Homes, located at 625 Adara Road, case number 16071 DRB.
And I will have to recuse myself because I work with the presenting architect.
Hey.
And as a result, we're without a
a vice chair, technically.
So you get to appoint one.
So I shall anoint Carl as the interim chair. You've been anointed.
Why don't you switch this out? Okay. Well, it's very conceptual, so we're going to...
Okay. Declarations from the members?
Site visit, no ex parte.
I have visited the site and no ex parte discussions.
Site visit, no ex parte.
And no site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
And I did a site visit and have had no ex parte. So, Brian, you want to start off?
Okay, sure, yeah. Just real briefly here. This is another...
Actually, can you start? Go ahead and then we'll...
Okay. Well, you wanted to do questions first. This is another conceptual. So, again, looking for conceptual comments and some direction from the board. And just some background on it real briefly. We're not looking at anything related to the subdivision today. This is simply just, that's all been done. What we're looking at today are 12 existing lots with a couple different concepts proposed. So keep that in mind as you're forming your comments. I did have a few public comments that were received via email that were in the foyer, and I think you guys received copies of that in front of you, as well as via email earlier this week. So hopefully you had a chance to review those. It looks like, Carl, you have some speaker slips as well. But that's pretty much it. This basically two conceptual plans at this point with a couple options on each one, depending on which way it's facing and the orientation. So unless you've got questions, it sounds like you have a question for me before I turn it over to Brent. Okay, go ahead.
Kind of the same thing as last time. Do we have a formal application, and what's the process? Planning process for this going
currently
forward.
The only application is just a conceptual design, which is in front of you. This being R1 lots, each lot, like similar to Harvest Hill that we saw earlier, each lot would come to you individually for separate land use permits. So not a discretionary application. These are all ministerial, and but right now, it's just the concept that no land use permits have been applied for at this point.
Yeah.
Hi. Great. My name is Britt Jewett. I'm the architect. And I'll start by just introducing the site very briefly. There's an existing gated entry to this road here. The lots are relatively flat in this area. We do have some slope that comes across on this side, so it's higher in the back and lower in the front. These two particular plans are designed to pick up grade, so the garage and entry courtyard portion of the plan is about 4.5 feet lower than the rear portion. In each situation, real careful consideration has been given to side yard development so that, as you can see, outdoor patios don't conflict with the neighboring ones. On the south side of the property, there's an existing easement which almost doubles the setback to that side yard in the neighborhood there. And in this portion in here, you can see the 25-foot setback is nearly double from what to the building footprint. Also, as these particular plans are developed, there's an option in terms of how to enter. We have some that enter on the corner and some that enter in the middle, and that gives real distinct elevation variance on there. And then also we have an opportunity to do side-in garages, which would give no garage doors to the street along these first two properties. So as you enter the project and come down the street, there's a great deal of variety within the elevation character of the plans. with respect to these plans, it's been carefully considered to bring the garage forward of the bulk of the house. It's a one-story element presenting its narrowest dimension to the street. And with the 15-foot setback and a 30-foot garage and then a 9-foot extension there, you're nearly 50 feet from the curb before the house really begins. And so it's, again, a very generous setback that we duplicated on this side. This particular plan has a single bedroom that's up to help give some elevation character and massing variety along this cul-de-sac area. And then as we go to Dara Road, respecting the existing neighborhood context and the scale of the houses, we attempted to bring again the single story portion to the street, locating the two-story loft or bedroom up portion of the plan at the center of the lot and keeping the side yards and setbacks developed in a way that provides privacy, orients to view, and addresses the terrain.
When you look at the
Mike. Is it on? Okay. So what I wanted to do was develop a traditional California approach to the enclave, because it doesn't really relate to the remainder of the neighborhood context. So what we're doing is we're doing a very traditional California style. It's something that's seen from San Clemente up to San Francisco. Obviously, there are examples of this exist in Goleta, Santa Barbara. This is a pretty straightforward floor plan. The entrance here, two-car garage, the main foyer, a living room, and outdoor areas that pick up off to the side yards, and where we pocket in from the side yards, we're able to develop these nice private outdoor spaces that relate to the neighbors in a way that we don't have living-to-living conditions. So there's a soft side over here, and as the neighbor house is next to it, it doesn't look down or have a privacy compromise from the neighbors. So that's that. And then, let's see. This is the plan that would be on the other side of the street, where we have the 4-foot variant in the lot elevation. Turn in garage here. You come up and around into this house. There's an outdoor area located to the sunny side. This is always to the south. And then the kitchen has a pocketed back and has an outdoor space that would relate to this portion of the plan, so that they interlock with their outdoor areas and it achieves a lot of privacy while orienting both to the sun and taking advantage of the topography. As we go to the Dara Street side, what we wanted to do was, this is the two-story that would be a part of the cul-de-sac lot. So again, it's really combing through details that we identify with traditional California style. And then when we go to the Dara side, what I wanted to do was find a precedent that tied together what I saw as in the material palette and the scale of the neighbors on Dara. So this really picks up from the coastal ranch aesthetic, things that we see at San Ysidro Ranch, a lot of the state park resources, Will Rogers State Park and the Palisades, things like that, that they have this coastal frame aesthetic. So the front of the house picks that up with the porch, brings some life to the street and small details that continue to bring references to these historic styles and work in a size and a scale that I think is appropriate to being across the street from the houses on Dara. So all of these elements are 50 feet back from the curb on Dara and provide a lot of layering, both in terms of landscape, the hardscape development, and then the change in grade to provide some relief and privacy at the street.
Okay. We have some speaker slips, and before I get to that, I just want to read into the record that we did receive a letter dated June 27th from Barbara McCallum, who lives at 5753 Stokane, and I'm not going to read it. I just want to... wrong letter. Thank you. The letter dated June 27th is from Russell Hagen, Karen Hagen, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least five other neighbors. We received one dated June 28th from Barbara McCallum at 5753 Stoke Canyon, and we have last third one from Larry and Jan Scheffler, 5739 Stoke Canyon. So, with that, we do have what appears to be three speaker slips, and so I'm going to try to limit each of those speakers to about 5 minutes. First speaker is Larry Scheffler, and hopefully that's working. If not, you have to come over here. Is that... I don't really. There's fine either. Don't matter to me.
That's what I was thinking, so you don't have to turn your head.
Sure.
Thank you for listening to me. I will not go over all of the things that I wrote in my letter or my comments. I'd like to just go over one thing, and that's the incompleteness of the plan that we have in front of us. And that if I run through the plot plan, I have the following comments to be made. Starting with lot 1 and 2, it says that it's supposed to be a plan 2B. We don't have plan 2B. So we are not able to look at the thing that Barbara McCallum is concerned about, and that's the first view that she sees out of her home will be that building 2B, and we don't have that information. If we look at lots 3, 4, 5, and 6, it talks about plan 2A, and what I see on the plot plan does not match what I see as a 2A floor plan, so I'm not quite sure that how that we address that issue. I see that lot 5 is a 2A mirror image of the 2A, which is okay, I guess. I kind of understand what the plan is all about, but when you want to visualize it, it's a little hard to do for the neighbors to visualize that. Also, if you look at, I think it's lot 4, it is identified as 2A, but it's really a 2B floor plan on the plot plan. I don't know why that is. If I start now at the lot 7 and 8, those are 1A. I see now that those are split-level lots, floor plans. I heard him comment on that. I think it, right now I view that as a level area up there, but there may be some differences. I know that on the driveway with the cul-de-sac, it does come right to the road where the land at the Dara site is elevated. I'm not quite sure how that is all coming about now with the landscape, what the grading plan is. Is there any elevation plan that's going to be presented so we know exactly how things are laid out, what the drainage is, et cetera? If I look at plans 9, 10, 11, 1B plans, they're really a mirror image again, like the other, like 2A. Some inside changes that were made, but those are not, I'm sure, not pertinent, I don't think, right now. Lot 2, or really I think it's lot 12, when if you look on the plot plan, it's mislabeled. There is no plans for that structure at all. That lot now is cutting off access to the existing residence, so the driveway that is on the back portion of that lot that runs into the residence isn't shown on the plan, and it looks like the proposed building is on top of there or impeding on the driveway that would give access to the residents, the existing resident. The optional second unit is just that. That's all you know about it. is what is it when it, there's no designation as to what homes will have it, why they will have it, what will they be there for, what purpose, any of that. I think there are certain code restrictions and what they can be. They can't be on every one. I think it all has to be predefined and nailed down exactly what it is. It can't be optional going downstream. I think there's a little lack of definition, just a simple realtor's description of the home as far as the number of bedrooms and bathrooms and all that would be appropriate for a conceptual review. We have to go in and kind of figure it all out on the plot plans, and that's kind of a nuisance if anything else. So I see a lot of missing information, wrong information. I don't think the plans are ready for prime time yet. Should be rejected at this time. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next speaker is Jane Runyon. I hope I got that right.
I am Jane Runyon, and I've probably lived in this neighborhood longer than anyone else, since 1965, when the previous owner had owned that property for many years. Also, I've been a realtor since 1979. I still live in this neighborhood, and my issue is the size of these homes. And I'm really glad I came for your whole meeting, because I'm really impressed that you're trying to make sure that what is built fits the neighborhood. So I've been dying to hear about Harvest Hill. I asked them when they left how large their homes were, and they're 2,900 to 3,200 square feet. When I got this letter, I almost had a heart attack at the size of these homes. So that's my main issue, and I think you're going to take care of us. Thank you.
Thank you. And the last speaker is Jack Coxhurst.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Some of you remember me, I'm sure. I remember some of you. Welcome to your most difficult project. Back to it, actually. This is the second time around. This was an appealed project for two homes at the time, and it was quite contentious. I've been struggling. I appreciate Larry's very detailed look at the plans for these various houses. I think he's identified a set of issues that you will all identify with. I've been wrestling in a general sense with the size of these houses, because what concerns me is 12 houses this big. I think the last time that the plans were heard at the Planning Commission and the City Council, it struck us that this was going to be a Bacara-sized development in our neighborhood. I see there was one issue that was never addressed, and that is, what's the ultimate size of a house that you're going to approve in the Goleta community? They never did come back afterwards and say what maybe that ought to be. And so I've been wrestling with this size project. I'd love to see it done. I mean, it would be an improvement. But I can't deal with these very, very, very large houses. I'm not sure the community would deal with them very well from a financial standpoint. But on the way over here, I finally had my first halfway clear thought about what it is I wanted to say, and that is, not necessarily that every single one of these houses is oversized. It's the 12 of them that would be greatly oversized. I think if a few were this big, a few, it might work. But I don't know of a house that's over, there may be one there on Cathedral Oaks towards the west, where the, just getting close to where the entrance is to the last westerly development. And there's a very large house there on Cathedral Oaks. It's got a big, big, big lot, much bigger than these. And then our current council member has a fairly sizable house in his relatively concise neighborhood. So while I've focused my attention on those in going by many, many times, I just can't imagine that very many of these units could be that big. And I hope you will finally address this in your discussions. It's going to be another lengthy process, I'm sure. So I wish you a lot of luck. It's quite a deal. But many of the neighbors are concerned, more than you have letters from at this point. So I hope it's worth your time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Shall we start with questions from the board? Bill?
Thank you, Chair. I have several questions. I really don't recall or understand where this is in the process. Has this undergone environmental review already?
The lot split has been done. So there are 12 lots there. And so the property lines are done. All of that's over and done with. And we're looking at them technically, even though we're looking at them together, we could technically break them apart and look at them as a one-by-one situation.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're single-family dwellings that are not subject to CEQA.
So this will not be seen by the Planning Commission?
Correct.
So if
unless there's an appeal.
If perchance we thought that it was important to have story poles reflect the size, bulk, and scale of this project, that's something that only the Planning Commission can ask for, or can the Design Review Board ask for that as well?
No, that's a design element that the DRB can ask for. Story poles, visual sims, whatever the board feels is the best way to depict it.
Okay. Because this is concept review, pretty much everything's out there. We're just not necessarily focused on design review. Does this project have a can and will serve letter from the Goleta Water District?
They have a conditional can and will serve letter.
Okay. And in terms of... Go ahead.
While we're on that, so no meters are there?
Not that I know of. No.
Okay.
Do you know, Brent?
It's serviced by a well.
Yeah. The existing house has a meter, right?
Yeah.
But then...
That's it.
The rest are upcoming. I think it's probably a matter of paying fees and then seeing land use permits. So I have some letters from the Water District that would give me the go-ahead to start processing a land use permit if one were submitted.
And the circulation has been reviewed by the fire department, and they're good with the way it's currently laid out?
My assumption is that was looked at when the lot, the subdivision was approved, yeah.
And is there any plan for any detention or retention basins? I do know that there is some change in elevation on parts of the project, and was just wondering if there's going to be any particular focus on handling the runoff, because it could be going several different ways.
Like any other project, yeah, the lots would be subject to the stormwater regulations at the city. Yeah, so as of yet, we're not there. But
there's currently a shed, I think, on the property. Is that to be demolished and removed?
Can you be more specific?
There was a large shed kind of on the west side.
Yeah, the property will be graded, and
And there are some utility poles that seem to be on the perimeter. Is there any plan for undergrounding of any of those? Because they're somewhat unsightly. I don't know if you would want to continue to have those in the midst of high-profile homes. There's some existing palm trees in the center of the site. Are those to remain, or are those going to be taken away?
I believe those were put in the street trees at some point, right?
They're street trees, and they may need to be relocated based on the... This is a conceptual plan, so we're just kind of feeling our way through it
sure.
right now.
Yeah, I'm just trying to bring up as many points, aspects, to give as much concept review as possible. Mm-hmm. There's a small oak woodland to the northeast on the site. Are any of those oaks planned to be retained?
There are no oak trees on the site.
There aren't? Okay, I'm wondering whose property that is then, that was on Dar.
There is a small one that's on Lot 12, and that is, they will be preserved.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's a park there. I believe that's that cutout section that's in the plan there. Is there any connectivity or any landscaping to...
The park is to the north side of the cul-de-sac, and that's actually a separate residence that's sort of surrounded by the project.
Okay, so there won't be... Will it be fenced off from connectivity to that open space, or will there be a way to get from this enclave...
Well, it would be through people's private yards because their backyards abut the park. And then there's also a significant grade change, so it's unlikely that would be feasible.
And there's a fairly large retaining wall along Stowe Canyon. Is there any plans for doing anything with that, or will that remain as existing?
That plan will... The house that goes on that lot will use the retaining wall.
As it currently exists.
Yes.
Okay, and I guess this is my last one, so thanks for bearing with me, everybody. Mm-hmm. Are there any plans to incorporate photovoltaics and use of gray water for landscaping?
We're in a conceptual phase right now, but that's a part of every project that we do. So, yeah, we would look at the feasibility of that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Dennis?
Yes. Questions for staff. I assume all the setbacks meet city standards that are listed on here.
Well, again, not a whole lot of zoning analysis has been done because a full submittal hasn't been made.
Right.
So what you're seeing in front of you is all that I've looked at. A cursory look is that it appears as so, but again, once a full development or once a full application is made for each lot, that's when that analysis happens.
And with that in mind, you haven't analyzed the lot coverage or ratio. So.
Correct. Yeah. Too much opportunity for change in size at this point, so didn't want to spend the time doing a floor area ratio analysis at this point.
And then, again, with that in mind, Brian, is there a required road width that this is
the
reflects?
Road width was set in the subdivision. Yeah. So.
And the plan doesn't appear to include any off-street parking or walkways.
Correct.
Is that correct?
As is like any other R1 subdivision. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Aaron?
Questions. What is the blank lot all about?
This?
Yes.
It's an existing residence.
Oh, okay. Do you have elevations of the garages on Dara Road?
Well, the
what you'd actually all, see all of the garage
the, on Dara Road, they're all turn-ins, and so basically, the plan that I talked about that was the frame aesthetic is the one that we would choose to do on Dara Road. So, this is 15 feet from the curb. And this is around 50 feet from the curb, and it continues to go back. And so,
okay, so that elevation does show the garage. Yes.
This is the garage right here.
Got it.
And then that's the turn-in portion. So you can see that this is 15 feet to there. Then this piece right here is almost 55 feet back.
Got it.
Okay.
I don't have questions, just comments.
Aaron?
What sheet number were you just looking at?
Sheet 5 of 7. The elevation sheets?
This house.
5 of 7.
That's it right there, Carl.
5 of 7. 5 of 7 is the elevation, and
And then it goes to the plans. And also, there's a discrepancy in the footages that came out in the letter and then what we have. So it's a part of the package.
All right, so all the questions I had have already been asked. And I don't know if we want to transition into comments.
Sure, might as well.
I, for one, would really very strongly want to see story poles. So I know.
Is that an across the board all lots or any particular lots?
I think so. Yeah. Across the board. I know we're at conceptual, but there's a lot going on here in a pretty tight package, and that would really help, obviously, to visualize what's going on or what's proposed.
Okay.
I would just encourage the the developer to strongly consider the voice of the of the surrounding community. I know that, you know, the developer has a vision, has something to execute, needs to be profitable, and I think there's something to be said about the voices that are being expressed. And I do see that I know that the analysis hasn't been done for the coverage on the lot and the ratio of they look quite large. And I would say a couple things. I would say, one, how much, because they're going to be larger homes, even if, you know, even if they're the smaller side of what you're proposing, they're the smallest would be 5,100 square feet. What can you do for the community in terms of how green can you make these homes? At least, you know, providing provisions for gray water sleeving is really very simple. Photovoltaic has been mentioned. I don't know. I don't think we have an option to use reclaimed for landscaping, but stormwater detention, stormwater infiltration, those things would, in my view, begin to offset some of the concerns about the size. Maybe not 100%, but I think that those are really important for moving forward with all development, just even considering the water demand, the landscaping, the plant choices, and then what we're doing with stormwater. God help us to get some stormwater. But anyway, so those are my comments. And I actually personally would encourage, not before even putting up story poles, I would just encourage the home size to be reduced somewhat. I can't say how much. They just look pretty dominant in terms of the size of the lot and then the home portion. So,
I'd like to start off, you know, with a compliment. I think you've done a really good job of massing these homes, and you've put a lot of thought into how they faced our road, the one story forward, the two story back, and I appreciate all that. A few comments. Lot 7, 8, the backyards of 7, 8, 10, and 9, it feels cramped. I mean, we've got a 25-foot backyard back there, but four of them next to each other, seems like we could have a little more backyard in some of those lots. The three, maybe lot 10 could get mirrored, or just to give some more variation to lot 9, 10, 11, rather than repeating that same plan three times. So I guess the garages are allowed to be in the setback, is that correct?
Side-loading garages have different setbacks than front-loading garages, is the simple answer.
Okay.
But again, that would be looked at during a full development review.
Maybe next time you come back, you could provide some details on fencing, retaining walls, paving materials, things like that. Those are my comments.
Okay, Dennis? That's right.
Yes, I'm going to pick up on Aaron's with an E comments on lots 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11. The house just seems to fill out to the setbacks, and it's really not about elaborating the outdoor spaces, which you have said is one of your goals. However, lots 1 through 6 do have a variety of outdoor spaces, and I think you've achieved your goals as far as that California ideal of indoor and outdoor spaces. The designs are of a very high quality. I commend your hand at not only rendering but creating the buildings. That said, I'm going to pick up on the theme of the day here. My own cursory calculations are the neighborhood has a lot coverage of about 20%, and again, my cursory calculations, these are about 40% coverage. The houses reflect a current infatuation with interior spaces, even though we like to say that we live indoor outdoors, for the most part, people leave interior lives, and these are interiors of quite a scope. They're really nicely laid out, but they are large rooms and designed for not so much for indoor outdoor living. So I think there's a conflict going on there. What else did I wanted to say? Yes, it seems that on those troublesome lots 7 through 11, the nicest spaces, the exposures to the southeast and the southwest, are devoted to the motor court rather than livable outdoor spaces. I think that could use some attention. I do especially appreciate the differentiation in stylistic between the Darrow Road and the other cul-de-sac.
Okay, Bill.
Thank you, Chair. These appear to be very spacious and very attractive homes, so I applaud you on the details. It's very attractive. I'm concerned, as the other board members, with the size of the homes, and I guess I can just refer to the earlier agenda item we had with Harvest Hill Ranch, where they were nicely sized lots, and the home wasn't so expansive that it consumed more than its fair share of the lot. These were homes that were less than 4,000 square feet, and yet extremely attractive as well. I really like the Coastal Ranch aesthetic on Dara. I think that does blend in and is appropriate for Goleta. I'd almost like to see that repeated throughout the entire enclave, because that entire lot kind of has that rustic Goleta style. It's one of those remnant lots that's left from an earlier time of Goleta. Maybe by making the home smaller, there could be even larger setbacks. I think larger setbacks would really be appreciated by the neighbors and be important in terms of us being able to make the finding of neighborhood compatibility. I think that's it.
Okay, leaves me. You're almost done. I'm going to start with, as usual, you do really nice work, Britt.
Thank you.
I'm going to chime in. I'm kind of in agreement from a size standpoint. I think they're just, it's feeling a little too large for the size of the lots. There's a development which I can never remember the name of. I believe one of the streets is maybe King Daniel Court.
Crown Collection.
Go out there and just drive through that area. They are large two-story homes on very small lots. They're just kind of jammed in there. So you might want to check that out. Excuse me, but I just need to get through my comments. So for what that's worth, I do think we will want to see story poles if we get to that point. And then I'm going to agree with Bill. I really like this. I mean, stylistically. And I'm just wondering whether we don't want to take that on the rest of it or not also. And I can, because if
Well, even originally, back at the original design, I think they were all done as that kind of tile, red tile roof thing. And while it can work as an enclave, I think there's not really any of that anywhere in the area. So why not take this and expand on it? Even get into some farm stuff. The stuff that Richard just showed us on Harvest Hill with the metal, the corrugated metal roofs and that. Really take it. The other project is the Hideaways, which was done out across from the Bacara, or not across from the car, the side of the Bacara.
Yeah.
By Mark Scher out of Orange County.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
He does some really nice stuff. And we got him to do that whole project without having to do red tile.
Sure.
So that's where I'd come from. The palm trees, yeah, they're not a big deal. Setbacks I'm a little concerned about because they seem to vary all over the place. I mean, you've started out with 10 side yards and 25 rear yards, but then we got some places where we had to be down to 8 or 8.5. And again, I mean, I appreciate the fact that you like this particular elevation is very nice, and, you know, street, one story, the main, this two-story portion is back a long ways from the street. Done a lot of thought on that, but it's still just feeling like there's too much on the lots for my take. So that's where we're at. And I guess with that, because we don't have a formal application, we're just going to, unless you want to come back, you don't have to come back until you filed your formal application. But the other thing I tell you is, the one thing I was missing is, I believe this is where the property owner lives. It'd be nice to see the footprint of that house, if nothing else.
Okay.
And I do believe that the access comes up here, so I'm really wondering about that lot and how that really works.
Right.
Because I do believe that there's access to that, which is going to remain. Oh, and then the gates and how that works down here needs to be resolved at some point, but it's there at the time. So, and I'm assuming that the gates were all approved, and so there's turnaround or queuing if somebody pulls up and can't get in, and that's all been approved by the city previously?
I believe it's the county.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So, there you go.
Okay.
Okay. Any other, buddy, have any other comments or... No? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next item on the agenda is item H, announcements by members. Anybody have any announcements?
I have an announcement. going to surprise some of my board members. I'm actually announcing my resignment from the board. Little backstory is that when I joined the board in 2004, my business was at a completely different stage than it is now.
2014.
Yeah. What did I say, 2004?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish.
Does it feel like that?
I wish. And so anyways, my business has grown to the point where it has become, I don't know if you've noticed, but I certainly have, that I have said no site visit for the last couple months. And I really feel that what I was able to give in the beginning, I'm not able to give now. And it feels like the quality of input before the meeting is really important to me. I feel like I'm not really able to fulfill the level of investment in the beginning, so before the meeting, that I would like to. So it's been a real honor. I've learned a ton and made great connections. And it's sad to step off, but it's also really a good reason. My business is completely thriving and continues to grow. So I need to show up for that. So anyways, this will be my last meeting, and good luck to you all. It's been a pleasure.
Well, it has been a pleasure, and I we appreciate your taking the time to volunteer, and certainly understand that, which I'm feeling a little bit the same thing, of work has definitely turned around this year and things are popping. So good to see, and yeah, congratulations in the future.
Thank you.
And okay. Mr. Chair, if I can, on behalf of city staff and the community, we really appreciate your service. I think you've provided a great balance for this very important board, and good luck to you, and don't be a stranger. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bill, you had?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I also want to thank Greg for your service to GLEADA. Really appreciate it. And if anybody's out there paying attention, it would be great to have somebody, hopefully, as qualified or nearly as qualified as you've been, because it's going to leave a hole for us. And I know Aaron appreciates having somebody else to work on these landscaping issues with. We really need that expertise on this board. The other thing I just wanted to mention, just as a kind of a heads up, and I alluded to it a little bit earlier, the city of Santa Barbara has their ARB, their Architectural Review Board, and last week they reviewed a multi-tenant car dealership on Davis Love and Hollister, which is essentially in the center of GLEADA, 43,000 square feet, and I had an opportunity to review it live and on tape, and I thought they did an outstanding job. One thing that was brought up and one thing that I would really like to see is appreciate a courtesy review by GLEADA's design review board, rather than just have it be a staff-to-staff rapprochement, to actually have a chance for GLEADA potentially to opine on something that's near and dear to our neighborhoods. The other thing that bothered me that was out there was that this dealership is proposing a pole sign, and at least in the city of GLEADA, we have a prohibition on new pole signs. So that was something that hopefully we can work out, and everybody's feel to put in their individual comments before Santa Barbara's Architectural Review Board in case we don't have that opportunity to do it as a group.
Okay. Any other announcements?
Just a question. Does the landscape position have to be a citizen of GLEADA, city of GLEADA?
Not as far as the formation of the board now.
Okay.
So as long as we keep Bill, Carl, Aaron, and Tom as residents, we're okay.
And I believe, who's up for reappointment this coming year?
It would have been Gregory.
Oh,
and
oh, good. I'm almost, I've got. So you're only like
six months or something.
Yeah, you've served almost your full term.
I two and
think
a half
you're
years,
the
I think
only
spent...
one. Okay. Tom just got reappointed.
I did let them know. I think it was what's
mine. I know mine's coming up.
Was it 6 weeks ago or something that I'd let you know that I was considering? So
right.
I was trying to give them a heads up. Now that you can officially recruit, it was sort of an unofficial recruit before, but.
Yeah, and any board members
I actually
members
wanted
have...
to fill my seat before I stepped off, and I waited as long as I could.
Yeah, and it was hard to fill without you resigning. So,
yeah.
So exactly. Time to spill the beans.
Okay.
Thank you.
And with that, meetings adjourned, and a good afternoon to the good land. Anyone?